Nationally, it's great to see that the rates of suicide are slowly decreasing. Unfortunately, when we look at the rate in Donegal, now we can only look at that over kind of a 3-year period. So if we look at it, say, from 2013 to 2015, and then from 2014 to 2016, bearing in mind that the 2015 and 2016 rates are provisional and they are not the official figures, we unfortunately can see a trend where the suicide rate has slightly increased over those years. So that's obviously something that we're very concerned about and really want to continue to, I suppose, garner the support of both the HSE but also all the other organisations around the county that can really help to address this.
Well, we know that Pieta House Northwest is officially opening its Letterkenny base today, and they're planning expansions into the future. A lot of initiatives also at HSE level to try and ensure this stays in the public consciousness. And I think it is fair to say that suicide is discussed and is talked about far more now than it was even 10 years ago.
Well, I think there's no doubt about that. I think since we launched Connecting for Life Donegal, which was the first suicide prevention plan to be launched locally in the country, there's been a huge number of individuals and organisations who've come around to really do what they can to address this issue. And we know that the issue is particularly one for men, unfortunately still. And that's, again, reflected nationally. Men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than women. And we've been really paying attention to that here in Donegal, particularly over the last while. And we are the second Connecting for Life Donegal conference happens on the 6th, actually next Friday on the 6th of October, and we're taking a particular focus around men. And really, I think the challenge is to reach out and to ensure that men can ask for help, and that when they ask for help, that the help's there. So yes, it's great that Pieta has joined the landscape of services here in Donegal.
And from the HSE's perspective, as well as that conference, obviously other initiatives ongoing and services available to try to ensure that people who are in need of support get every support that they need.
Absolutely. The National Suicide Research Foundation also launched their annual report this week, which looks at rates of hospital presentations of self-harm. And again, what we found here in Letterkenny Hospital is that there's been an increase in the number of men presenting to the hospital with self-harm. So, you know, there are now self-harm nurses based over in the unit in the emergency department, and they work from 8 to 8, 7 days a week. So that's really a great service to be able to immediately offer support to people who present there with self-harm. We have the SCAN service, which is a suicide crisis nursing service, so that's available to GPs. It's a county-wide service, so for any GP who meets somebody who and they're concerned about, you know, their level of suicidality, there's a nurse who can see them very, very quickly and do that assessment. And just in the last couple of weeks, on World Suicide Prevention Day, actually, we launched an emergency crisis poster. And that's a poster that we hope will be all over the county. We're asking people to take a photo of it, because what it has is just those emergency services, phone numbers that people can contact whether any stage of the day or night when they're worried about somebody, either themselves or somebody somebody in their family or one of their friends. So because we know that people sometimes don't know about, you know, what to do in a mental health emergency. People know what to do in a physical health emergency, but not necessarily there. The other thing we're doing to address the men issue is trying to target programs specifically for men. So an example is the stress control program. We ran the first ever stress control for men only recently, and we had 32 men who came to that course for 6 weeks. So, you know, I think we need to, continue to do what we're doing, but also try to extend that reach, particularly, and say, are there particular ways that we can run programs and run services that particularly reach out to men?